Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello.
What's happening, guys?
How's it going?
Oh, we are back. We are starting a cult. Welcome back to the show.
It's true. That's great. I'm Jake. Mitch is in the room.
That is true. Mitch is here. We're all in the room together.
It's all as it should be.
We're all sitting together in the very same room. And we're here to bring you a brand new episode because today is Friday, August 5th, I think.
Something.
I think it's the 5th.
It's late, dude. You're looking tired.
It's still early August. I can't fucking see. I took my glasses off.
The Gucci glasses?
Yeah, I can't see.
Yeah, get them back on.
I need a break. It's just like, I like wearing glasses, but I'm so used to not wearing them that I don't like it. And I do like a good break, you know?
All right.
I like a good break, but I'm
Bridge
here.
Your nose thanks you.
I'm here. I'm glassesless. And we're here to talk to you today about some fucking... Some weird shit. Weird shit that, to be honest with you, I'd never heard of before until
Shawnee suggested it.
That's true.
This is a fan-suggested topic.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty weird. Pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting little ride. I think you guys are going to dig it. I know we're going to have a fan that's going to love it, so that's what matters.
That's all that matters is someone likes it.
But we're here. We're ready to party, and we're ready to tell you about this fucking lady.
Dude, you're like deflating like a balloon, dude. What's going on over there? You're like, what are you talking about?
Dude, the glasses came off, man, and it's fucking...
You're like a fucking bird with a blanket over its cage. What's going on here?
My fucking head has made the decision. It's like, oh, you're tired now. I haven't even eaten dinner, so, like, I'm not
Me
that
either,
tired.
Dude. It's fucking, like, 11 o'clock at night. No, it's 9:45. Still, later than usual. Well, all right, let's just get into it so you can fucking eat and pass out.
Woo!
How about that?
Yeah,
all right,
baby.
We're going to be talking about the Isdol woman. All right? The Isdol woman, it's a placeholder name for the remains of a young woman who, to this day, remains unidentified. And she was found dead in Isdalen, or the Ice Valley, in Bergen, Norway.
Ron Burgundy.
On November 29th of 1970. So it's an old-ass story of 52 years ago.
957,000 months ago.
We'd do the math on that. Let's see how long it actually... Come on, your phone is right there.
Okay.
I forgot the number you said.
I also can't see, so you're going to have to give me a second.
God damn it. All right, well, it's all right. So, though many have spent...
Wait. 9,570. I'll just say 570. 9,570 divided by 12.
Divided by 12.
797.5.
That's a long fucking time.
It wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. It was 52 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, that happened. Though many have speculated on the cause of the death and possible identities to attribute to the remains, no definitive answer has been decided upon by those who care to look into the case, because I've never heard about this.
I thought you were going to end it there. Like, for those who care, they fucking don't care. Because no one fucking cares anymore. It's over.
So let's get right into it. All right. Bergen, Norway. All right. It's surrounded by a lot of mountains. Very mountainous area, Bergen. The one in particular, well, is... Ah, fuck. One in particular mountain is very well known.
My ass.
Yeah. That mountain is Mount Ulriken. All right? A.K.A. Grant's fucking ass.
My
ass. Why are we so, like, punch drunk today? This is crazy.
Guys, I'm not going to lie to you.
It's like we took Quaaludes or something.
We just had a two-hour conversation. We were supposed to record this show 2 hours ago.
Yeah, dude, it was late because we were just talking about sex.
Yeah, we were just like talking about just anything that encompasses sex.
It started with like a sex store that's near here, and you and your fiance were just like, yeah, I just gotta go. It's awesome. And then we just kept going.
Yeah, we talked about that shit for a while. I like can't get it out of my head. Like it's pretty much consumed me up until this is
the post conversation clarity.
Yeah, this is the post coital conversation topic, and we're talking about some dead broad in a fucking mountain. Fucking, you know,
it's not what you want to think about.
It's wild.
Sex.
It's a very wild transition. So it's I'm getting there. I'm working my way up there.
It's funny.
I'm getting there.
All right, there's this mountain. All right, it's Mount Ulriken. All right, it's right by Bergen, Norway. Everyone loves it. Everyone loves this fucking mountain. Thousands of people flock to this mountain every year, all right, to hike or simply be taken to its peak by a cable car.
Okay.
Because you can do that, too.
It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, right? I've never been on a cable car, have you?
No, I have not.
No, we got to be cabling.
You know, I'm not a big skier for a couple different reasons.
I have a hard time believing that.
It's hard to get my chair up a mountain, you know?
They should just take out the seats of the ski lift and just hook you up.
Like a,
no,
like
we
a
can like attach like a hitch type thing to the sides of your chair.
Like a like a marionette. Like you just tie me up and just let me dangle.
Yeah, and we'll like play with you.
All right. Now you might have my attention now.
All right, but no matter how tourists choose to get to the top of Mount Ulriken, the beautiful view is what keeps folks coming back. Right. For the truly rugged visitors, like the hikers and thrill seekers, you know. The north side of the mountain, the face, faces the opposite way of the city of Bergen. That's the way to go for all those thrill seekers.
All right.
It's a very difficult and truly beautiful hike to the top, you know. And difficult is a word strictly used for the mountain in the summers. Because in the winter, the north side is just, like, straight up dangerous.
Just terrifying.
It's just you shouldn't do it.
They got elk out there that carry guns, and they do not fuck around.
Field stripping it all day.
They
in the fuck as they're grazing.
You enter you know. Their territory, they will fucking freak out.
Understandably so. You know, it's dangerous considering the valley is named Isdalen, which literally means the ice valley. So you probably don't want to be trying to trek that. Countless hikers have lost their lives trying to traverse that particular side of the mountain, and one segment of this part is very infamous for suicides.
Suicide Mountain, huh?
Suicide section of the mountain.
That's the new ride at Disney World, and it was shut down immediately. Suicide Mountain, dude. You fucking you put yourself in a noose.
They couldn't keep a staff. It was just, you know.
Yeah, you hang yourself, and then they just swing you around for 5 minutes. And if you survive, good for you. If not, you paid a bunch of money to kill yourself.
Yeah. You want to know the name of the suicide portion?
Disney World. Would you shit if it was called Disney? Like Disney something?
It's Dodsdalen.
That's close enough.
It translates to the Valley of Death.
That's close enough.
All right. So we got this great touristy area in Bergen, right? But everyone's dying. Oh, it's so bad. It was in this very part of the valley that on November 29th of 1970, a middle-aged professor and his two young daughters were hiking. So I guess it's not technically winter yet at this point, but he's riding the line, you know? He's threading the needle here to be bringing his young daughters out there. As they were walking through the denser part of a forested portion of the area, one of the little girls came across the charred remains of a woman amongst some scree.
Wait, hold on.
I saw the word "scree." I had to know what it meant. So I learned this week that "scree" is a collection of broken rock fragments at the base of a mountain.
Okay, I was like, maybe
they just like naturally accumulate there.
I was like, maybe I'm uneducated, but like, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Dude, just rocks interacting with the world around it, or around that, whatever. They just have such funny names. There's scree, there's riprap. Are you shitting me?
Riprap? sounds like some made up shit that like my grandma would say.
I don't know what it sounds like, but it sounds like it's from the 90s. Either way, so this woman, you know, her right arm was folded in front of her while her left arm extended out. Which apparently is something that happens when someone is burned alive. Their muscles kind of contract and do that.
It just does it. Yeah. It just happens, dude. You get all like contorted. I don't know if you guys saw the new Stranger Things, but you just get all fucked up.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what's his name, Valak?
No, that's the dude from fucking, that's the dude that's dressed like a woman.
Oh, that's the nun.
Yeah.
I keep mixing those up. It's,
Vecna.
Vecna. All right.
Yeah, you get all Vecna'd and shit. I don't know, whatever you want to call that. But yeah, they're going to do it to you.
They're going to do it to you. Obviously, the man and his two now traumatized daughters, they reported this to authorities.
Okay, makes sense. So you absolutely have to.
We found a charred woman.
We
found a charred woman. I don't know what you want to do here, but just so you know. The woman was nude, right? Though authorities believe her clothes were simply burned up from her body. She was charred from head to toe, and she was unidentifiable at the time. So police turned to the belongings surrounding the corpse to attempt to find out, who this might have been. Though these things did, like, next to nothing to aid in their question.
I get that.
You know, it's just stuff.
Yeah, it's not really super helpful. It's just fucking present.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
They found the remains of, like, clothes, like jeans, a sweater, some stockings, all that kind of stuff. The charred remains of a plastic purse. An umbrella, a mostly empty bottle of liquor, two canteens on carabiner hooks, a plastic white cup, plastic spoon, a scarf that was partially burnt, and a wristwatch that was found under her knee for some reason.
A knee watch?
Yeah, a knee watch, and the watch's face said 12:32. Interesting.
Okay. All right, so we have some very interesting items.
They also found matches, crackers, and a fur hat.
Okay, the matches are the only thing that really fit into this situation. but we got an interesting amalgamation of shit that was found.
Just stuff you have on you.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
it's definitely things that I would imagine somebody would take on a hiking adventure or things of that nature.
Yeah, you got canteens, you got time, you can tell, you got a spoon.
Yeah, you got like cups, you got some silverware just in case you want to have a little picnic or
something.
You got
liquor, you know, no camping trip is complete without liquor.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
But, it's okay, go on.
Strangely enough, all right, the hat, it was said to reek of petroleum. So that, that's kind of telling. Yet no other like fire materials were found, like more specifically, no items that were found to have contained... There were no items that were found to have contained petroleum, specifically.
Okay.
Right? So it's like this hat just stinks.
All just right? Smelly old
it just
hat.
It smells bad. Even stranger, the plastic cup that was found at the scene was that from a thermos. All right? You know those like thermoses that come with cups attached to the top of the thermos? You know, so you can... Pour the liquids. Thermos liquids into the cup.
It's like a twist off almost. It's like, get some soup. You know, it comes in a little pallet of soup.
Anything in that thermos, you can put it in that cup.
Yeah, no, those are nice. That's like a legit thermos. That's kind of what I think of when I think of a thermos.
But guess what? No thermos was found.
Okay.
All right, it's just the cup of the thermos.
Okay.
I feel like this thermos had some petroleum in it.
See,
but it's not there.
I wasn't even thinking that. That's a good connection there.
Who knows?
I was thinking more along the lines of, just with the base knowledge we have right now, that if somebody were to be present and possibly be the arsonist, maybe it was filled with liquor and that was their reward after.
Maybe.
And they're like, we don't need a cup. I'm not sharing this
shit.
But
it's like, why would you transfer the liquor from the liquor bottle into the thermos and then leave the cup? Well, you could have just taken the bottle and drank out of that if you're going to be an animal about it.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
It gets so much fucking weirder anyway.
All right, bring it on.
Yeah, so when the body was taken in to be examined, the coroner suggested that the woman had been dead for around 6 days previous to her discovery.
Shit, that's a while.
Quite a while. So this apparently coincided with reports of smoke being seen coming from the area by locals around that time. But aside from that, no other findings by the coroner brought authorities any closer to figuring out who the fuck she was.
So it really wasn't
helpful. What happened here.
It was like not helpful at all.
Until her stomach was kind of opened up. It didn't say who she was.
It was kind
of. But they opened up her stomach and there was some other shit in there.
We didn't open it on purpose, but like she was laying there and it's like I dropped my set of knives and it was halfway done.
I was sharpening a knife above this open corpse and
at that point,
what do you know?
We were like, let's just go for the gusto here. Yeah. It's open. Let's fucking go.
The cause of death was found to be a combination of carbon monoxide poisoning, from all the burning that went on.
Okay.
And 50 to 70 sleeping pills.
Wow. I really
quite a few pills there in the stomach.
I was not expecting that one remotely. Yeah.
A lot of stuff. No liquor. Where'd the liquor go? You know?
Okay. Yes, it was present.
Where'd it go?
It wasn't consumed by the victim, I guess.
Yeah, but the bottle is mostly empty. What the fuck? Hey, specifically, the pills, they were Femoral, all right? Often prescribed to people with anxiety and or insomnia. And it was coincidentally linked to many suicides during this time period.
I like how at this time the anxiety medication was just a sleeping pill.
It's like, go to sleep.
They didn't like fix the problem or make you feel better. It was just like, you know what you need? You're so anxious. Just don't wake up and you won't worry about shit. It'll be fine.
Dude, it's like that Steve Brule thing. It's like, if you're feeling sad, just go to bed. There's no sadness, only dreams.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We've
had a breakthrough. You know, you know how to fix people that are very anxious? Let's just let them never be conscious.
Just fucking sedate them.
We won't fix the problem. We'll just move it to the next day. But the joy is, the next day they'll take the pill again, and it'll just happen again.
Yeah.
The cycle will continue.
It's like the exact opposite of what happened with Elvis.
Yeah, essentially.
Anyway, it was linked to many suicides. It's probably easy to do, especially with 50 or 70. Yeah, you're probably done for. The recommended dose was between 30 to 320 milligrams a day. This woman's stomach contained the partially digested remains of 3,000 to 4,200 milligrams.
Well, shit.
It's a lot more.
So wait, you're supposed to take... How many pills were in her stomach? You said 70?
Between 50 and 70.
So we'll thread
because,
that needle.
Because there were only 12 capsules that remained in her stomach at the time, uh-huh. And the rest of the many, many milligrams were
dissolved.
In her system already, yeah. You know.
So we'll go ahead and thread that needle just for number's sake and say 60, right? She took 60 pills?
60 pills.
So the she took 10 times the recommended dosage, correct?
So you're supposed to take like a lot of these, like six.
Yeah, so you're supposed to take six of these fucking pills a day?
Wow.
What kind of medicine is that?
The one you commit suicide with.
I could see why, motherfucker. Like, what pill are you on? It's not like you take one or two. It's like, I don't know if I took fucking 15 of these bastards or three. I feel like I've been eating these for a month. No wonder people were fucking dead.
But it's fucking weird, dude. Like,
no, it's weird. It's
between
wrong.
50 and 70, and there were 12 capsules that remained in her stomach. So the other ones were already in her system. Like, it's extremely unlikely that she would take, like, 38 to 58 of these pills and then have them completely dissolve in her system, spread throughout her body, only to then walk into the wilderness as far as she did and then eat 12 more before death. Unless someone was helping her. You know what I mean? Like, and then she caught on fire.
I get what you mean, because it's like...
Like, what? Come on.
Unless this chick literally ate so many that her body couldn't comprehend and died while... She was extra overdosing in the process of overdosing.
And then she caught on fire.
Yeah,
that's fucking
so
wild.
This pill, it helps you relax, essentially, is what
theoretically, that's the goal.
It's a pill of relaxation And this bitch ate at least four. That's disrespectful. I didn't mean it like that.
This woman.
This woman took so many fucking pills. So many pills.
An abhorrent amount of pills.
And then she went and lit herself on fire. I couldn't do that after a third of one pill.
Dude, okay? This is like Kurt Cobain. They're like, he had like multiple overdoses worth of heroin, and he fucking shot himself with a shotgun.
Yeah,
really?
Come on now.
Like, oh, come on. So, you know, maybe she was in a cable car, she fell out. But you know what? The cable cars weren't running at that time.
Okay.
All right? And the road was long and winding in either direction from where she was found, in any sort of safe haven nearby, you know? So how the fuck did she get there? And no pill bottles were found at the scene. Was she just popping these things back like Mentos loose in her pockets?
Yeah, she just had like fucking hanging out. She's like, these are my Rolos.
How did she get set on fire?
Wait, I have no idea.
Dude. Authorities grappled with this mind fuck of a case for 3 days when they were given sort of a lead, right?
Ooh.
It was a coin-operated locker in the Bergen train station that expired, and inside, attendants at the station found two suitcases.
Full of pills. And fire.
All right, so the police were all over this because the time at which the locker was rented turns out to be mere hours before the woman's speculated time of death.
Okay.
All right, so they're just like, we're on this. Once the suitcases were unloaded and scrutinized by the authorities, a pair of sunglasses within, they contained a fingerprint that matched that of the Isdol woman.
Ooh.
So they knew the bags belonged to her, right? They found an absolute fucking laundry list of shit. All right, 500 Deutschmarks. Several pairs of shoes. Two bags from different shoe stores. A bunch of clothes with their labels cut out. A soup spoon, perfume, a package of clay, a scalpel, a map of Scandinavia, three road maps of Norway, many hats, many hats, a brown French wig, prescription eczema cream with the personal details scratched away.
Okay.
Two notebooks, one black containing two blank postcards, and I think they had like religious symbols on them and shit, like the Virgin Mary and all that shit, and like Jesus on a cross. Very religious, these postcards in the notebook. And that one was blank, aside from the postcards. And the other one seemed to contain some sort of numerical code. All right, there's a code now.
Combination code, I'm in.
Yeah. Or so they thought, right? So authorities brought in a code breaker. Wouldn't that be a cool job to have? How do you train to be a code breaker? Feel you just have to fall into that.
You
got to
buy a stethoscope and you just go up to a bunch of locks and you just start fucking around until you get really good at it.
And you're just like, I can fuck around better than anyone.
You guys have no idea how good I am at this. I'm just doing it.
It's like, I'm just shots in the dark. I'm the best. All right, so they brought in a code breaker who figured it all out like pretty quickly. Basically, there were letters next to numbers. Dashes, then letters with numbers, and then another dash and a letter.
All right.
And the code breaker figured out that this was merely a strange shorthand for cities and two dates between which the woman resided there.
You know, I'm gonna go off topic for a quick second. I apologize. Do you think code breakers are just really good liars? And, like, they have no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
Probably. It's probably why we haven't caught the fucking, what's his name?
Zodiac
Man.
Like, this guy's like, I cracked his code. It's no big deal. It's just a bunch of cities.
It's like, in reality, how did you figure it out? It's like, yeah, these symbols mean nothing. He just threw them in there to be, like, a dick.
Yeah.
It's like, are you sure?
In reality, the guy's like, I'm not going to lie to you. I have no idea what I just did, but I figured out this whole case.
What have I done?
Blew the lid off this bastard by just guessing.
Yeah.
But I'm the shit at it.
It could be, man. And that could be why we haven't figured this shit out. Fucking, it was just places and times she was there. From this, they figured out that the two bags from the shoe stores came from France and Norway.
Okay.
All right, they went into the stores and were able to get a description of the woman from employees. And guess what? That didn't help at all. Because descriptions ranged from American to Jewish to Asian to French. And the only common thread was that she was a foreigner, wherever she was.
I think it's safe to assume that we're dealing with a white female.
Yes.
Based on these descriptions.
Very neurotic for no reason.
That's about the only thing we get from this. That's all, you know, that's not, it's not almost, that is the only thing we get from
yeah.
this.
Yeah, and she had the wig, because it explains the two hairstyles that were commonly described of her having. One of the hairstyles that she was described as having matched the wig exactly, so the other one was probably her natural hair.
Okay.
The Isdol woman's teeth, they were very unique in that they had multiple gold crowns and a gap in the front teeth.
Ooh.
All right. This paired with the fact that she was slim and she had wide hips made her stand out to some.
She wasn't an American.
Yeah, taxi drivers, like there was a taxi driver who was like, she was hot.
That chick was like fine.
In a police report, it's like, this taxi man said she was very attractive.
This woman has it going on, yeah. Okay? She's smoking and not just dead smoking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not at the end. That she was a rat, regardless of the fact that no one seemed to be able to land on a nationality, all right? They all just, like, she was attractive, she was foreign, and I don't know where the fuck she was from, but she was here. That's basically what everyone was telling them.
She's from this planet, I can tell you that.
That's for sure. Authorities were able to then track sightings of her all around Norway, all right? Many of these pinpoints match the logs in her notebook. All right, that makes sense. But there were inconsistencies. There were, like, logs in there. It's like, where the fuck? How did she get there? Maybe she didn't stay in a hotel. Maybe, how about that? But, so again, not much help. All right? They're just like, it sort of works, but also not really. Also, who is she? Why was she on fire?
Why was she on fire?
On top of all of this, there were travel logs, yet there were different names written in each hotel's checking, like, books. You know, like the registries. All in the same handwriting, so it was like, this is probably the same person, right?
Yeah, assuming so.
She used names like Claudia Nelson, Genevieve Lancier, Elizabeth Lean Haufer, and Vera Jarl.
Jarl.
And that's just a couple of, I think, the 10-plus names she used.
Damn.
These were cross-referenced with, like, passport numbers and such, and they were all found to be completely made up.
Okay.
None of these people existed, but she did. But who is she, you know? So, like, what the fuck, right? Who was this woman? Why was she traveling so much? Why'd she use fake names? Why with the codes? Why the wig? Why was she on Mount Ulriken?
Why was she on fucking fire?
Why was she on fire? How did she die in such a mysterious way? You know, as you can tell, there's no answers to nearly any of these questions. But people want to know. All right, I want to know. What about you?
I want to know.
Yeah.
And I want to know the answer to, like, just one of these. Like,
that would be fantastic. It's like, was it petroleum? Was she? What? Was this spontaneous combustion, but also suicide?
It's funny. I was thinking that. I was like, did she just explode? Did she just do that?
Wouldn't that be so unsatisfying if that was the answer? It's like just a whole other, like, debatable topic.
She just blew up, dude. Like, it is what it is. She blew up.
Well, the people that want to know, they've been compiling details of this case over many years since and have come up with a few different theories. All right? Just a couple. So some think that this woman may have been a spy.
Ooh, you know, espionage, James Bond
espionage.
Shit.
She had multiple identities that she went under. She had a wig in her possession. She had a strange code in her notebooks, tracking her whereabouts. And this was during the Cold War period in the country, extremely close to the Soviet Union.
True.
You know, so that's, I don't know.
A little less likely. Could she have just been mentally unstable?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that theory. This all makes for reasonable suspicion of spy activity, at least in the general public eye, based on, like, movies that were shown.
Yeah, makes sense. You know,
I can't imagine that they'd show us what it actually like. It's probably very, very mundane.
Yeah, it's probably a lot more boring than martinis and fucking jumping out of airplanes.
Yeah, probably. Why not? Who knows? Interestingly enough, a man named Ornulf Tofte.
Cool name.
He was known for being Norway's most well-known spy catcher.
You're not very good at your job if that's, like, what you're known as. Yeah. Shouldn't you be just as covert?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't think that she was a spy.
the expert.
The details of this case, according to Tufte, are inconsistent with any spy-related case that he's ever been a part of. Also interviewed on the matter was former KGB officer and current British journalist Alexander Vasilyev.
Okay.
Vasilyev, I think it is.
Baklava.
He stated that the details of this case were inconsistent with any Soviet spy, at least, case that he was aware of. Most Soviet spies would have a mere, like, two or three alternate egos that they would operate under, and there would be, like, thorough documentation of each one.
Yeah, you like, can't just make up a name.
Yeah, like, it's not just a name in a registry, you know? A spy would go out of their way, you know, to not stand out. While apparently this Izdal woman was reported in most of these hotels is acting very weird.
Right? You so don't fucking say.
She would
say.
Like switch rooms randomly and then like without asking and then rearrange furniture and even sometimes move all of the furniture out into the hallways.
Ma'am, this isn't your fucking house.
It's not very spy-like.
You can't be doing this. It's like, I'm here to catch people.
It's like, I'm here to arrange the feng shui.
I'm gathering information you will know nothing about.
You don't even understand me. And you don't need to. Get out of my face.
What kind of spy would use a couch like this?
So she was reported by witnesses to have smelled very uniquely.
That's not a good thing.
Bad.
That's never been used in a good
way. She smelled
like
garlic, BO, and perfume. Like, everywhere she went. Everyone was like, she was hot, but like, you know, the smell was a little off-putting.
This mentally unstable thing is really coming back into play more and more and more.
Yeah, the case for that builds over these other ones. So, apparently Russian intelligence has since claimed that if she was a female spy from the Soviet Union, that she would have smelled specifically of Chanel No. 5.
Okay.
Apparently that's a way you could suss out any sort of spy from Russia.
Something so simple, you know?
Yeah, like, right? It's like a very specific perfume.
Like, what if people just bought that and like went to prison because they just picked out a perfume they really loved?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of that and I know nothing of perfume.
Yeah, it's true.
So maybe it's like the most common. So it's like, oh, I just blend right in. Okay. I don't know.
That's a point that I can get behind on that.
But you know what? Something that holds water in the whole spy theory.
Not
Bergen,
because she's on fire.
She had water within her. We're water people. We're so much water.
It did her so well.
Yeah. Well, Bergen. It was remarkably close to a military test site for a new form of high-end explosives. All right? They were testing them. It was a secret. It really wasn't unusual for spies to be coming through and coming and going in this area, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, a fisherman in the area claimed to have seen the woman who somewhat matched at least one of the many descriptions of the Izdal woman. So basically, this guy just saw a woman.
That woman's mildly attractive. It's her.
You just saw a woman talking to a military man pretty close to the testing site for a rather extended period of time.
Right? Okay.
So whether it was her or not still remains to be proven, but either way, the spy theory is not out of the question completely, right? Maybe it's like, I'm in such plain sight, I'm attracting attention to myself. Maybe she's just a cocky spy, and that's why she got all burned up.
I mean, it's there. Like, the potential is there, but the more we're getting into this, the less likely to me it is.
Yeah.
Unless her whole MO was to make you think she was so insane that she couldn't be a spy.
Which is brilliant.
It is. In a weird
that's
way,
pretty brilliant.
It's genius. In a weird way, it's genius.
This is like Gonzo spying. Pretty cool. Another theory of the Izdal woman is that she was a prostitute. All right?
Smart.
In this case, what she was doing was illegal, so, you know, it makes sense that she would go under a slew of different names when checking into the many hotels. And her notebooks may have been some sort of, like, I don't know, like, log for her pimp or something. I don't know. They're just making connections from nothing. But there are also multiple witnesses that claim that she was like seen bringing men into her rooms, coming and going to like dinner and shopping and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Different folks. Maybe she was trying to do an eat, pray, love, and she was just like a neurotic woman.
Yeah, that would do it.
That could also be it.
It's hard to be an eat, pray, love type when you're a fucking nut job.
Yeah. No,
just saying.
True.
I mean, I know that might sound kind of cruel, but
I've never seen the movie or read the book, but I imagine there's a lot of like taking in the spirituality of experiences and like that kind of thing.
Yeah, and the like, super like, I love everything about this. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like that type. And in the slightest.
Yeah.
If anything, she hates it. She's rearranging furniture for no reason.
No, it's true. She's getting rid of the furniture.
She's like, get this out of here. I want to sleep on a cold floor. I hate this. I hate comfort.
Well, the people that believe in this theory, how they account for how she ended up dead is simply left to the fact that sex workers are among the most targeted individuals for the crime of murder.
Yeah, and that shit's
And that's true.
That's worldwide.
That's very true.
That's not just an American thing. That's a worldwide problem.
Yeah.
Talk to Jack the Ripper.
Don't ask me why. That's just the way it is and always has been.
And yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem that way anymore, I guess, maybe.
But, I don't know, man. Samuel Little, that guy who only killed prostitutes until he was just caught, like, last year.
Yeah, okay. Fair.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Well, some people think that all the connections made by the police were all, like, a strung together mess of multiple different women. Multiple woman theory. Maybe it was just a bunch of people.
We're moving into JFK territory here, but it's less exciting. He wasn't the president.
Some people are like, maybe it's a bunch of different people. With all like the highly varying descriptions of the Isdell woman, it's a pretty easy conclusion to come to. It's just like, maybe it just was different
people. Yeah, I mean,
you know,
there's really no major descriptor other than she's a white, slim, attractive woman.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of those in almost anywhere you go.
I mean, to have the range of descriptions from Jewish to Asian says it all for me. It's like, it may just be different people.
It
you know?
Could have been a bear in a tracksuit, but it was convincing.
Yeah. But what casts doubt on this theory, again, at least for me, is the fact that all the different names of the women supposedly went by, they were all in the same handwriting.
Yeah.
You know? Who knows? You know?
That's a tough order to fill. If it happened like once, I could see it as just a strange coincidence.
Yeah. There's like a whole study of handwriting, right?
Yeah.
Like that's a title you can have.
And the fact that more than three matched up enough to where people were convinced that something fucky was going on, that it's not multiple women.
Yeah.
It could maybe
so that casts
some
doubt.
Of them. Maybe
that casts
maybe
doubt.
Two of them were multiple different women, but
maybe she was a master of disguise, playing more into the spy theory again.
Bad spy theory.
Who knows? Another theory is the serial killer theory.
I'm in.
All right, not very exciting, but in December of 1972, 2 years after the discovery of the Isdell woman, another young woman in similar appearance named Marianne Thunestvede.
I give you an A for effort.
Thunestvede.
Thunestvede. I don't even fucking know.
She was murdered in Bergen. So her killer was never found, and there is also a small connection to the Isdell woman as well, right? So Marianne's mother, she was a maid at the hotel that the Isdell woman was known to have spent her last days in.
Ooh.
In Bergen, right? Marianne's mother was known for giving very extensive descriptions of the Isdell woman following her body's discovery.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
So some speculate that for this reason, this is reason enough for a killer to take revenge on her in the form of killing her daughter. Even though he was never caught. So it's like, maybe it's just a killer.
It could have been. I mean,
so serial killer.
It's weird. I mean, I'll wait till we're done, and then I'll throw on
We're
my
so
ideas.
Close.
Yeah.
Because there is no answer. Some people think the Isdell woman may have just been suffering from some sort of mental illness. Right? I mean, like, the attributes are there. There's strange behavior. There's unexplained motives. There's lack of hygiene. Improbable cause of death. She's going under fake names. You know, I don't know, man. It sounds like she may have just been a schizophrenic. And they were treated very differently back then. know?
Yeah. I mean, I made that as a joke earlier about the anxiety meds. That's
really probably what the only thing they would give people with schizophrenia.
Yeah, like that was
the I don't cure. Know, but
if you weren't put into a sanatorium, I guess. I always fuck that up. If you weren't put into a mental hospital, you were pretty much just given a sedative to live your life on, and you'd just be fucked up all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So holds some weight.
Definitely could have been that. I mean, regardless of what you think may have happened with the Isdol woman, there's like truly no definitive answer. If you want another like monkey wrench in the question, in the equation rather,
why was she on fire?
It was proven that she was alive at the time she caught fire because they discovered there was a bunch of soot in her lungs, implying that she was breathing the very fumes that were consuming her. In any case, the Isdol woman was laid to rest, all right?
Finally.
She was alive while she was burning. All right, but she was laid to rest on February 15th of 1971 by a Catholic priest based on the postcards that were found in her fucking notebook. They just had Jesus on them. They're like, get a Catholic priest.
Bring him out. Yeah. Let's get him out here. Take care of it.
In attendance were a few police officers who had investigated her case, you know. She was buried in Mölndal Cemetery in Bergen in a zinc coffin. The zinc coffin is often used... I didn't know this. The zinc coffin is often used for unidentified people to hermetically seal them so further analysis later can be done if the situation should arise.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Right? I didn't know that either. It's pretty sweet. Learned that. I learned scree today, this week.
Scree zinc, baby.
Screeink.
So.
But anyway, so yeah, that's the Isdol woman. What happened, you know?
I want to rewind.
What's with this part of the world and like very mysterious things happening on mountains? The Dietla Pass and all that?
We'll never know. I want to know, again, this is what I just said, we'll never know. I feel like I keep bringing it back up because I'm so involved in this idea that she was on fire.
And she was alive when she was on fire. Yeah. That's what killed her.
So how does that happen? Because if it was a natural fire, you know, a forest fire, something like that, there would be information about that. You know, we would know that had happened or somebody would have seen something.
Well, like I said, they said there was locals reported seeing smoke coming from that area. So it was like people knew. They were just like, whatever. Probably like
her.
A camper.
It was just her on fire.
It was
fire.
A body of a woman.
So to me, the serial killer theory is the least likely, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I think another woman was just killed.
I agree.
In the same town 2 years later.
So here's my grand theory, the Grant theory, all right?
Okay.
I think, it might sound like a joke, but to me this is the one that is sort of makes sense. It's a combination of the mental illness and the spy theory, okay?
Do you think she thought she was a spy?
I do. I think that in this part of the world, especially around this time, espionage was something that really was at the forefront of a lot of people's minds. Clearly, she was suffering from some form of mental illness or something.
Yeah, and she was by the test site, so she wasn't doing a terrible job in her fantasy.
Right.
If this is the case.
So she's already struggling. This is all over, you know, the world. People are talking about this. And I would imagine that it possibly exacerbated her problem, leading her to think that possibly she was a spy. I don't know.
Maybe. But how did she end up there?
Again.
And on fire.
It doesn't explain to me the pills. The pills are kind of the forgotten, interesting part of this story.
Yeah, to have like, what was it? There were 12 in her stomach, so 38 to 58
were in her bloodstream.
Yeah.
So, obviously the fire is the thing that's grabbing everybody's attention, especially mine. I'm very interested in this fire situation.
She was alive.
But the pills are really the forgotten main character here. I don't know about you guys. I don't know this pill. Obviously, it's a bit outdated.
I feel like it's probably not on the market, or if it is, it's way, way more contained.
Yeah. So first off, my thought is this. You're supposed to take 6 of these pills a day, roughly, depending on dosage and things of that nature. I would imagine, based on that, that the pills are relatively small to average-sized pills.
Yeah.
Similar, I'm thinking an Advil, perhaps.
Maybe a Tic Tac.
Yeah, something similar. So, in order for her to take this many, that would be, at the very least, 2 separate actions of taking pills by the mouthful. You're not fitting 70 pills in your mouth. It's just not going to... You can't fit 70 Tic Tacs in your mouth. The average person cannot do that.
But I want to test that.
Yeah, I think that's...
We should get some...
We should have done that previously. But this situation, so it was something where she gobbled these fucking pills. I don't know, like it was bacon or some shit. And
yeah.
Then decided to go out onto a mountain with some liquor that she decided to not drink. Even though she took a bunch of pills, she didn't even try to wash it down with the liquids No. that were on deck for her.
And enough time had passed to where most of them were dissolved, and then she took more.
Yes. And then on top of that, taking a medicine that causes extreme drowsiness to the point where it's given to people that suffer from insomnia, she was able to light something and or herself on fire.
Let alone get to the side of a mountain known for killing hikers that try to trek it.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Everything about this is ass backwards. So I'm not wondering if perhaps somebody was with her and maybe the main intention of this little hiking excursion was to make sure that she would never come back.
Maybe it was like a disgruntled concierge at like one of the hotels. Like she keeps fucking up the rooms.
That bitch fucking up the furniture.
I'm going to take her on a hike.
And kill her.
You know, like continental breakfast. Take a couple of these.
We're going to eliminate her in the woods.
Light her on fire. It's so crazy, dude. Why was she on fire?
Honestly. That...
And the hat smelled like petroleum. But I assume that would have been burned up if that was the cause of the fire.
You would imagine.
Because, like, why would it just stop?
Especially, yeah, when there's a fire or something, when there's something going on and they like that material, it'd be like if you had 100% pure alcohol and you covered your shirt in it and lit yourself on fire, but your shirt didn't burn. You know?
That'd be weird. Yeah, it'd be like that cursed fucking painting of the crying child we talked about. Remember that was a house fire and it never got burned?
Yeah, it's
this is some fucking supernatural shit.
It's weird. Obviously, there's not enough. We don't know who the woman is, so that adds to the mystery. Because at least if we knew a little bit more about her, I think we could sort of piece together theories. But the fact that it's so mysterious just makes it even harder to comprehend.
Yeah.
There's almost little to no answer.
Dude, if this happened like 20 years after it actually happened in, you know, reality, they would have been able to fucking trace her fucking fingerprint.
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, absolutely.
God damn it.
It's a very strange thing. So
mysteries.
I guess where I'm going to land on this, as far as mine, I think it was a mentally disturbed individual that possibly was ready to die, if that makes sense.
Taking up the role of a spy, dying for a country that who knows which side she was on?
Sort of.
In her mind?
I mean, that to me, that's the best answer we can land on with the information we have. But if you want to get crazy about this, which I'm into this. Let's go. Maybe, she was indeed a spy that was purposely trying to get caught for some reason or another, you know?
Maybe.
Trying to lead the trail to some certain direction that, you know, we don't know about.
Suicide by KGB so someone else could come in and do the actual work.
Yeah.
Maybe. A patsy of sorts.
Maybe we're not giving her enough credit. We don't know entirely. And possibly, this kind of answers to me, if you want to get into the theories, this answers the pill question, right? So the pills. Everybody knows that if you're doing some type of covert thing, you're going to have a black pill. You're going to have a way out.
Yeah. Maybe she dropped hers in the snow.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe she had a shit ton of them and just took all of them.
But it was found to be that specific, what is it, ephemeral or whatever?
Ah, fuck, that kills my plan.
God damn it.
I don't fucking know.
Well, still, maybe she dropped it in the snow, you know?
She could have. Maybe
just
it was like,
this is just me working with what I have.
Maybe it was in that bottle, and she just ate the whole bottle, thinking it would take her out.
Maybe.
But then again, I guess you wouldn't need that, because that would kill you anyway. I wish I had the answers,
yeah,
man.
I wish I did, too. A lot of people probably wish they had the answer.
What's your final... Where's your theory take you?
Honestly, dude, I was just going to say, like, yeah, she's probably just crazy.
Okay.
But, like, I like the like, yeah, she was mentally ill, playing the role of a spy, but just not doing it well.
Yeah, and that's what was the ultimate demise.
Still, I have no fucking idea how she ended up where she was with all those pills in her system, took 12 more, no pill bottle, and was set on fire while she was still breathing.
She thought they were jelly beans.
Maybe she thought they were jelly beans, but the fire grass.
She got
where did the fire
come
from?
Simple. She got cold. And her clothes were a little bit wet, so she just lit it up. You know, she Burning Man'd herself. I don't know.
Damn it.
I don't know. I don't have those answers.
I wish I knew how she got on fire.
I really don't. But
really, that's the only part of this I want to know, is like, why was she charred? Where did it come from, the fire?
Yeah, I'll agree. If I had to pick one point of this, is like, why the fire? It seems so unnecessary.
I'm going to go with spontaneous combustion. That's,
okay.
You know what? It's a far flung sort of thing.
It's far reaching theory.
Far reaching, but you know what? We don't have an answer, so that's mine.
All right, I can live with that.
I can
she
also
spontaneously
she can't.
Combusted while trying to commit suicide.
Yeah,
that's
so
the story.
Really. She bit off more than she could chew.
She wanted to. She
wow.
God made sure that the job would be completed. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
And he's a merciful God.
Yeah, he is.
You know, he's like, hey, I'll give you a hand.
He's so merciful that he killed her with fire.
Yeah.
And made her suffer alone.
Or he was like, no, you can't kill yourself. You gotta save your soul. You gotta come up and hang out with me. So he just like, in the fire.
I'm gonna burn you alive.
Yeah.
I'm gonna burn you alive.
Before
fuck
you can
you.
Kill yourself.
But yeah, man, that is effectively the episode.
That's the Isdal woman.
The Isdal woman yeah. is...
Who is she? What happened? You don't know.
In complete honesty, this is one of the most mysterious episodes we've ever done.
Yeah.
There's little to no... No, there is no answer at all about anything.
Nothing that we can be sure of.
Other than we know she wasn't drunk. That's what we do know.
Theoretically, yeah.
And she hated furniture.
Hated that stuff. Hated bathing, maybe.
Oh, yeah, the BO and the garlic. Yeah. Yep. That's
spray of perfume, that's a shower.
She was wearing Chanel number 17, the really terrible one.
The one that smells like how you don't want to.
Yeah, it's purposely, you buy it so that you could buy the better ones.
Hot dog liquid.
But yeah, I mean, that's effectively our episode for the weekend.
It is, yeah. So that was thank you, Shani, for that suggestion. That was fucking a wild ride.
That was quite the enlightening episode. I enjoyed
it. It was. We need to get a fucking mic stand, dude. This thing is hooked up to my chair. It's way low.
Yeah.
We got to look into that.
I feel you. I'm hunched over like a rabid raccoon right now.
Speaking of that, we got a Patreon link below because we are starting a cult that's Grant Up Jake. If we have the Patreon link down below, you can get, bi-monthly extra episodes, extra content, me and Grant just fucking around. All right?
Yeah.
But you can also follow us on all the stuff, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and we're on YouTube. You can like and subscribe there. The tubular time. And we also have an email. It's startacult@gmail.com.
That is us.
Email us some stuff.
I don't know if you guys know that, but that's us. Startacult@gmail.com.
Yeah, startacult@gmail.com. That's our email.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, well, that's Grant and Jake. We are starting a cult. Mitch was in the room.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week. We're going to be doing a Patreon on Thursday.
Love you guys very much.
I also do that.
Bananas!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.